Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, the day after the prime time January 6th hearing. And it's the happy hour. It rolls on with your phone calls, your grievances. Welcome, 844-967-2789. Now, Dom, you and I malingered a little bit long after the Waukesha County Fair yesterday. Had a good time. Shout out to the Dems that hosted us. We had a good time. And then we had a better time, you know, just coercing, carousing, commiserating,
you know, people's part. We always do it, man. We had the opportunity last night as we were departing the Waukesha County Fair to walk past the Republican Party table, which is only a few vendors up from where we were broadcasting last night. And some little old lady was sitting behind, and I kind of slowed down to shake my head at what I was witnessing, a cardboard cutout of Abraham Lincoln and another one of Trump, and I think there was one or two more.
Ronald Reagan.
Reagan, right? And you know, so the lady, she's sitting down, and she looks up at me and says, "Hey, you want to join?" I said, "What?" I said, I pointed to Lincoln.
Why wouldn't you join the cult, Don?
I said, maybe that guy, Lincoln. But I pointed to the Trump cardboard cutout. I said, "You know, he tried to, you know, have a coup in this country. He tried to overthrow the government, right?" And she really didn't reply. Then I stepped up. I said, "You know, there's a hearing going on tonight. Are you going to watch it?" And she said, "Well, you know, I got to work." I understand that, but maybe you could record it and watch it later. And she thought maybe she had her recording set to do that, but I'm not confident she knows how to set the clock on the VHS.
Well, so, I'm not sure you know how to promote the fact it was live on the radio last night. She could have turned it on. She could have streamed it in real time. We played it out on 540 AM and 101 FM and Devil Radio, of course, but please continue to not promote the radio station.
So yeah, man, it just I just so we walked away from that conversation and ran into another, I don't know what you call them, loyalist, let's call it big ugly. And you know, here's a cat Republican guy that we've known for years and actually had some drinks with him and had some fun with him over the years.
He was a staffer. We partied with him a little bit at the Winking Lizard and in Cleveland, right, outside the RNC, and he kept showing up at national events. Like, we'd be at a Trump rally, and there'd be big ugly on the gate. And, you know, the fact that he's so big and ugly is just so obvious.
Right, stands,
but, you know,
out.
Here's something I'll note. He's so big and ugly these days. I didn't even recognize him as big ugly. He said, "I think that's Keith, big ugly." And I said, "No, I don't think so."
Well, we're not as young as we used to be. But after, you know, hearing some of the Fox News headlines from Big Ugly, I started to wonder, because I don't, you know, but based on the conversations that we've had with guys like him and other folks like CJ, for example, and other Republicans, you know, when you get them away from the mic and away from the thing and you bust chops and you have a real conversation, I have a hard time believing that they actually believe the stuff that they're saying to me and to Crudy about, you know, where what reality is and what they believe. I just have a really hard time believing that. So then I wonder, and I guess I'm struggling because I'm not sure it matters. Maybe it doesn't matter, but is it worse, the same, or is it better? If you're a true believer and you believe the election was stolen, you believe Donald Trump got screwed, and you believe that, you know, the deep state and the crooked media is coming and Trump really won and this is really a coup on that side, on their side.
So Tim Rantham or yes. Janelle Branchon, I think somewhere deep down they believe.
They truly believe.
Believe because Trump said it's true.
Is that better or is it worse to just be a talking head to not truly believe it, but say it because that's what's expected or that's what's getting you paid or that's what, you know, you just want to present to the public, even though in your heart you do not believe it. And at the end of the day,
that's more like Tim Michaels and Rebecca Clayfish.
Yes, I would think. Yes.
And please continue.
I just don't know. Does it matter? Because if the words coming out of all their mouths are the same, does the motivation matter at all? I don't know. If that's the case, if it doesn't matter, then I have a hard time trying to justify putting in the time and energy to talk to people that, you know, you're never going to get OJ to go to Enterprise. You know what I mean? He's a Hertz guy, right? You can't convince the Diet Coke distributor that Diet Pepsi is something better. Or Miller versus Bud, right? Tastes great, less filling. Sometimes you're not going to, you're talking to people that will not, cannot be swayed.
First and foremost, you draw this binary distinction between those that believe, the faithful, let's call them, the particularly sheeple sorts, the randoms, the branchians, that believe the election was stolen. And then there's that other side. They're the false prophets, if you will. They'll claim it. They'll fundraise on it. But they don't believe it. And then there's the most cynical of all. Robin Voss, because he doesn't believe it, yet he'll prop it up. He'll extend it. He'll give it legs, give it traction, give it an investigation, a special counselor in the persona, if it's, you know, accurate to call the man a man, a Michael Gableman. So first and foremost, Voss is the worst of all because the worst of all. That is the most cynical of any possible outcome. And above and beyond that, you ask Big Ugly, does he believe it when he says it? So anyways, a couple of observations I made. Other than the fact Big Ugly is uglier than he's ever been. He followed us. Hey, guys, he said.
Hey, guys, wait up.
Hey, guys, wait up. We weren't following him. Hell, man, I'm pulling a wagon full of gear. Hey, guys, wait for me. I've got some, you know, that's what puppies do. They follow you. And kids that want to hang out with the cool kids. And that's what he looked like. He looked like a guy trying to hang out with the cool kids. And then he's got to prove his macho, his moxie, because he knows we're the cool kids and we're well-informed. And we're not going to allow, you know, utter stupidity, but that's what he tried to play. He trolled. He trolled as hard as he could. You know, oh, you're going to fail at another radio station. You know, you might be a big guy, but I'll take you down a peg. You know, but that was a direct troll, right? You know, what, yes. You caught up to me to say, hey, man, you got to lose your ass again, Cootie? Well, that's a pretty good troll. I'll give you that one. And then January 6th, right? And he had all the company lines and all the gaslighting. But deep down, he was just trying to be one of the cool kids. But you can't be cool because you supported Donald Trump and you're ugly. You know, but some ugly people can be cool. But in your case, Keith, ugly to the bone, man. Ugly to the bone. Because ultimately, you know, he's trying to be cool. He's trying to show his human side. CJ did the same. CJ came down to the bar, showed us just a little glimmer that he's a human. He can be a human, but he opts to be an ass. Both of them. That's a chosen thing. They choose to be jerks. So, you know, maybe they're not quite as cynical as Robin Voss, but they don't believe it. They don't believe it.
They so do you judge, that, as a judge of character, do you consider that behavior that way?
Well, neither of those
way,
men have character, but go ahead.
But is that worse than the true believers? They say the same thing, but the motivations are different.
You know, I
look is there at true, a distinction?
I look at true believers as people that are typically faithful people. You know, they're usually churchy kind of people. They believe the Bible. They may not practice the Bible, but they claim they believe it, and I believe they do. So if we are to believe the true Kool-Aid drinking cultist, I have a hard time existing and breathing the same air as those people. But what I would say is those that don't believe, and I would say right-wing talk radio host, a lot of them, like, I think your girl Vicky believes. I think she's fully Kool-Aided down. I don't think Dan O'Donnell does. I think Dan O'Donnell knows cynically that he's selling his soul every day on the radio because that's how he gets paid, and that's how he keeps his job, and it's good for ratings. And so what would I believe? Truth doesn't set him free. The fiction gets him paid. So I think that's very cynical. And those that try to have it both ways, guys like Robin Voss, your soul will burn in hell someday, sir. My prediction. You know, I don't know. I'll never be able to find out. I plan on being somewhere else. But Dom, look for him, okay?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Nor I. 844-967-2789. I invoked his name. I said he had no character, but he's listening. So, you know, at least he called. CJ, man, you got like a minute and a half to defend yourself.
Go ahead, CJ. What do you got for us?
Hi, guys. Thanks again for taking my call. Again, you're one of the few that still will. But facts are facts. Remember when Adam Schiff, you know, that Kool-Aid, John Durham's seeking 30 subpoenas on that big lie.
What? Slow down, man. $25 million,
two-and-a-half-year Russian collusion crap.
Well, the Durham prosecution ended up with an acquittal of the former alleged Clinton lawyer that lied to the FBI. So, CJ, you took him to court and he got off, man. That's how the justice system works.
Yeah, look at who was on the jury. The guy's daughter's soccer team coach.
Are you kidding me, CJ? So, that's what you've got? Thin gruel you have to offer? Did you watch the January 6th last night, CJ? Did you see that the former president sat there for an hour, 3 hours and 7 minutes, and let the country burn?
I thought I had a minute and a half. You're just going to talk over me, Crudy?
Respond.
I watched it. It's another lead balloon. There's no smoking gun. Merrick Garland does not have a case. Blah, 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 just like Adam Schiff. That's the point. So
you don't believe that, do you, CJ?
2024, Americans.
Well, I'm done because I don't think you believe, CJ. I think you're telling lies, man. You want to believe, but you know better because you're not as dumb as you look.
Nihilists, man. Huh? They kept saying they believe in nothing.
It'd be cool. Be the guy with the big kielbasa.
The Devil's Advocates. Radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you miss any of this fine program, you can go to the website, darnwy.com, listen to podcasts and interviews, of course. The social media is the Devil's Advocates radio on Facebook, at Devil Radio on Twitter, and our phone lines, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the only thing better than when the audience calls in on a Friday and shares their grievance is when they show up August 2nd in Hawks. For a little live party, a little rager. You know, it's the Summer of Love 2.0, Boosted Boogaloo, and we are throwing another summer rager August 2nd on the deck. Well, you know, sort of the grotto there. They've got the sidewalk. They fence it in. And last time we broadcast right out on the sidewalk, had a hell of a good time. And if you'll recall, Dom, one of the parties, I think it was at the Jade Monkey, CJ, sort of the local Big Ugly. He showed up, and he showed just a little bit of humanity that night. And I actually enjoyed his company for, you know, a few minutes. And since then, he's been the same old CJ. So if you're listening for the first time and you're thinking, man, they're kind of rough on these conservatives. Well, CJ's got history around here. Yeah, right. You know what I mean? He's earned my disdain and disrespect because we don't talk with CJ. We talk past CJ. And CJ just spits out bullet points. He's just trolling. And I think he is a smart enough human being. I think CJ's smart. He's well-informed. He listens to our radio programming all day long.
He's got to be informed.
He's well-informed. Right. He has the headlines. He knows the news. So to feign ignorance, to pretend like none of this matters. The only thing that matters is what? Hunter Biden? The Durham investigation? I mean, how disingenuous? How am I supposed to ever like you, CJ, if you come to my radio program and you disrespect me with these known fictions and these irrelevant points? And, you know, we can't ever talk about anything important. Because I'd talk about inflation if you ever had a solution, but you don't. You just want to blame Biden. And you just want to yell it out on the radio because, you know, people don't listen to you otherwise.
Well, apparently, people don't take his calls anywhere else. See, you better behave yourself, CJ.
What's wrong with us, then? Maybe that shows our poor character.
I know. All those years we had Ron Johnson coming on, man. Now we're dealing with that.
Well, we try to give all takers an opportunity to join us, at least for a bit. And if you're willing to have a dialogue, we'll give you longer. 844-967-2789. And if you show up at the bar, you know, you can talk to one of the staff. Right?
Come on,
someone,
man.
Someone can talk to CJ. It won't be me.
It'll be me, man. I'm usually that guy.
Are you going to be that guy August 2nd?
I think
CJ?
I'll be. Where are we going? Which bar is it again?
Hawks on State Street.
Hawks on State. All right.
20 years in business.
Damn, man. That's a long time. That's
We've
great.
We've been partying
great.
Down there like 8 or 9 years.
Right, dude. Listen, I'm usually the guy, you know, and I enjoyed the banter with CJ, because here's a couple of things, and with him and other folks that want to come up and have a verbal sparring, because generally, you know, there's drinks around, there's a little smoke around, and when it's in person and off the radio and not FCC, and I don't have to put up with your BS when we're sitting at a bar, you know, I'm not going to let you talk over me, I'm not going to let you change the subject. So if you then at that point, we're going to be in each other's presence, there's a rule, a way to have a conversation. And it is not to randomly spout out what you saw on FoxNews.com. We're going to have a conversation. We'll stick to it. But generally, it's a little more, I don't know, colorful when we're not FCC compliant.
Oh, you're colorful. All right. I've been trying to, you know, we got some new workers here at the office. You don't see them as much as I do, Dom, but let's just say I'm often colorful around the office.
I'm thinking of CJ, man.
And I'm occasionally profane, and I just say, hope it doesn't offend you if I talk like this.
I hope you're not offended.
844-967, or you, CJ, I hope you're not offended. You know, even if I intended it to offend you. Joe from Madison, welcome, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey guys, happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday.
CJ Love, they're trying to give you a chance, you know, reach your hand out and try to do right and actually honestly have a conversation. And really, honey, it's just embrace what they're giving you, which is airtime and a chance to talk, but talk with, not at, with, together, conversation.
We're often guilty, Joe, of giving conservatives more time if they're having a real dialogue with us. Because, you know, you don't get every day. I mean, I could go out to rural Wisconsin. I could certainly find that conversation. And I do. And I like going out to rural Wisconsin. I'm going to do that all summer. The rest of the summer. The second part. But I can tell you, Joe, you got to be willing to have the conversation. I like talking with anybody if you're willing to talk. And you're not just spouting bullet points you don't even believe.
Well, it seemed like one of the callers who would call often was Dave. You show him in one of your promos.
Yeah, Dave from Mequon. He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, he'll listen. Yeah, he'll listen back and forth. And for sure, you guys don't agree on not everything or even a majority of things. But there are points of connection. And I just would encourage CJ to realize if everybody else is shutting you down and this is the last place, use it in a way that changes things. You could be in a place to change things by starting conversations and continuing to. I know there's good cheer in there. I'm believing it. Everything may be telling me otherwise, but this Pollyanna part of me is still believing it. So come on down, start some conversations, and appreciate they are leaving a door open, and they mean it when they say that. So I wanted to ask one question, and that was to return to the piece of information that you had, which is if Mr. Johnson, our senator from Wisconsin, is so intent on trying to figure out who didn't deal with security at the Capitol. Man, I had forgotten all about the fact that Homeland Security, kind of his bailiwick.
Governmental Affairs Committee, his gag.
His gag.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Perhaps you should be holding hearings on figuring out why he failed so miserably. Wouldn't that be a great thing to have hearings on? If we're going to be dumping blame, why not blame on him? Because as I understand it, it's not Pelosi's job, but Homeland Security sure might be in it.
Joe. I mean, you'd get a lot of that.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, let us all have a good weekend, all of us. Take care, all.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. It's a great point. What is his gag doing? I mean, granted, J6 is kind of taking it over, but maybe there should be some committee hearings at his gag.
He's just a subcommittee chair now. Come back, more Devils.
Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. We're always happiest when you join us at 844-967-2789. Going back to the phones momentarily. But Dom, I think we've finally got a place to cast blame. Or at least over on Fox News they do. Lewis Faulkner, one of their personalities on the Foxy News today, kind of crystallized it for the American people. We should blame Hillary Clinton, of course. Let me clarify. Here's the statement.
Please do.
First of all, I want to go back to Hillary Clinton for just a second. And I normally don't blame one person for an entire movement, nor do I give them total credit either. But she was a specific case of bringing hate to a new level in this country. A new level of hate, Dom. Faulkner partially praised President Bill Clinton while not mentioning him by name or title, but said he did bring the country together during a time of economic hardship. Well, and he balanced the budget and, you know, helped erase part of the national deficit. But I read on. Her husband was the one in the dynamically similar straits that we are today economically who said, "I feel your pain," to every single American. He was able to do something that really we haven't seen anybody do since, and that's bring the entire country together. Maybe for just that moment, Faulkner said, adding, "And Lord knows he had his issues, right?" But with her, it particularly was damaging for her to express her hate for half the country, right?
You're talking about the deplorable comment?
I think Faulkner was. After having been in the White House for 8 years, when it wasn't specifically like that, she added, presumably referring to Clinton's remark suggesting half of the Trump voters are deplorables, Faulkner mischaracterized and misstated Clinton's remarks from the highly contentious 2016 campaign. So for the sake of fact-based reporting here, is what the former U.S. Senator and, well, you heard the statement. And once upon a time, we called upon our audience. I said, you know, if you're going to vote for Donald Trump, you are deplorable. And tell me I'm wrong. Explain it to me at 844-967-2789. Had a different number then, but you get the point. And I would say if you still support Donald Trump, you are deplorable. And I haven't changed my opinion that much. And I don't know how, Hillary Clinton created the hate? Well, why'd the hate continue? Hillary's lost in the woods somewhere, right? So why is the hate continued?
Because, of course, there's hatred, and people like Donald Trump, they rev him up for whatever motivations that they have. In this particular case right now is to cling to power. That can certainly be a huge motivator. And generally speaking, I don't like to hear politicians talking in those kinds of terms. But as we have now seen, the deplorable attempt to overthrow the government, to toss out the will of the American people in a free and fair election, we still have local Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin, across the country, that are right now still wanting to decertify, still saying this was not free, it was not transparent, that this was somehow a coup against Trump. And that's where we are at. And I gotta tell you, based on what I've seen, based on the evidence that has been presented, based on what I've heard, Republicans who are not deplorable, who other megas probably think are, for telling the truth, telling their truth, swearing an oath to speak the truth, to come forward at a great risk to themselves, professionally, personally, physically, to tell the truth, to see what they have, to respond and articulate for the record what they have themselves seen and why they resigned and why they did the things that they decided to do. These are Republicans, and those that would ignore them and think, yes, this is great. Janelle Branson, you are deplorable. You are deplorable. Robin Voss, to continue on this charade with Michael Gableman, that is deplorable. So while I'm generally down, man, I love the love, but come on, people. You got to call them how you see them. And if I call you out for being that, you can tell me I'm wrong, but I'm not the one spreading hate. That activity and how you're engaging your constituents and the lies that you tell for whatever reason you decide to tell them, that is deplorable. And I don't apologize for that. I'm not the one spreading hate. I'm just telling you how it is.
Well, your acknowledgement of their deplorable behaviors makes you a hateful individual.
Is that what it is? Something I'll take like it then.
Now, let me ask you, Dom. What basket do you think that CJ falls in, for example? Is he a deplorable? Would you cast him amongst the deplorables? Because I would.
Yeah, he's certainly getting there.
How about Big Ugly trolling us last night?
Again, I look at particular situations, and those two, I've had off the radio conversations, more so than you have had with probably both of these guys. Maybe not Big Ugly, but certainly with CJ that night. So I give a little room. I give him a little more room. But at some point, you got to come around. And if you're just going to spout this out there, and I can't even believe that we still have elected representatives right now promoting some sort of decertification process that doesn't even allow it. It's unconstitutional. There's no way to do it. And let alone that, you have zero proof. And what you state in your press releases about outside money, that was adjudicated. And the court said, yes, that's fine. Right? The drop boxes at the time were promoted by Robin Voss and the Republicans. And it happened 4 years before this election. That was fine. Indefinitely confined, while certainly perhaps a murky position, those that are indefinitely confined, quote unquote, can get their ballots. That was all also there. We had a pandemic. More people claimed and indefinitely confined and voted that way. There's very practical explanations as to how and why and what and where we are. But to put out a press release and phrase it like that, to promote it like that, I believe truly it is deplorable.
Okay, so here's another example. What if you just say, maybe we should decertify? Or, you talked about the rigged election without actually coming out there. And there are so many Republicans, Dom, they fear the base. They fear their own base. And if they're not sufficiently great, no, absolutely.
I know. I agree. I mean, we saw this, man. We see Hawley hauling ass, man. We've seen this.
Well, it's not only that, though. They somehow self-rationalize. They say, well, if it's not me, if I don't say, well, maybe it was rigged, well, then you're going to get a real Yahoo. If it's not Tim Michaels, it's going to be a guy like Rantham. So they rationalize, well, I gotta fake it on the fringes. I gotta, be rigged adjacent, because if I don't play the game, if I don't put myself out there in this way that's acceptable to the base, because that's a game Robin Voss is cynically playing every day. How can I split the incentive? How can I walk this high wire between the Yahoos that we need to show up, because that's the only way we can get reelected. That's the only way we being Republicans, win elections, is to stir up the base, engage them with emotion, and in this case, emotion predicated on a lie. It's not enough to say, hey, man, we're going to go out there and we're going to fight like hell because we hate the policies of Joe Biden. I get that you don't like Joe Biden. And it would be fair to say, politically, man, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to crush you this fall. But stop telling me your guy won the last freaking election.
Well, I think the issue that I have with this is, We're not talking about whether or not you believe that the sales tax rate should be 5.5 or 6.5%,
sure.
or whether
these
or not it should be passed through.
Yeah,
right, right. This goes to the core, the fundamental, and you're playing the games that you're talking about. The trying to have it both ways and splitting and trying to connect to voters based on a certain policy, yada yada yada. That game does not apply. This is not that game. This is an entirely different game. And to play the old game in the new game is extremely dangerous, because we saw what happens. Trump can shoot someone on Fifth Avenue, wouldn't lose a single vote. And I'm hoping that he'll still get prosecuted for what he does. And if he did that, he should be prosecuted. Maybe that's a true statement based on what we've seen. But this is not a game. This is not about whether or not we should, build more roads or expand the highway or whatever, have a casino in southern Wisconsin. These are not those conversations. This is, do we want to have a functioning republic? Do we want democracy to work? Do we believe that a vote matters? If that's what we're talking about. And if you're going to parse that, you either believe in our systems or you don't. That's the argument. And they're trying to say, well, we kind of believe in it, but this way it didn't work out too well for us. With no proof, you lost in court. You got a snake oil salesman as a guy that is your savior that you're hanging on to. And that's the battle. That's the hill you're going to fight and die on. I mean, not only is it such a misrepresentation of the scenario playing the old games, it's such a terrible judgment call.
Well, just because they're trying to play it fascist adjacent.
Right. You can't be fascist adjacent. You're the fascist or you're anti-fascist. And I, like the greatest generation, and I am anti-fascist.
844-967-2789. Let's get to the phones. Our pal Andy from Beaver Dam. How you doing, Andy?
Hey, Andy.
Hey, was I hard of hearing, or did you say that Gableman was trolling you at the Waukesha Fair? Because he lives there, doesn't he?
Oh, I didn't see Gableman. I saw big, no, ugly Keith Best. Also big and ugly, but not specifically corrupted Supreme Court.
No, we did not see Gableman at the fair.
No, I thought maybe I knew I must have been hearing things, because I thought, if he's got any smarts at all, he shouldn't be.
Well, Keith Best is a disgraced former Capitol staffer, thrice removed, if right. I recall.
Oh, right. And he would... My only gripe would be, as of millions of other people, when is the weather going to cool down a little bit? Give me a few degrees, but I don't know. It's July, and that's what.
Come on, man! It's July in the Midwest.
You're complaining about summer, Andy?
No, Andy! Come on, man!
Take it all back.
Call me back in February, dude. Tell me about it then.
There are about 88. When it's 48 below, then you can call and complain about the weather.
Thanks, Andy. Love you, man.
967-2789. Our pal, he's got his own show, Outside the Pizza Box. Listen right here at noon on Saturdays for Pizza Box. How you doing, Michael?
Hey, Mike.
You know how bad Trump is?
How bad is he?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
As did I, and that was one of the most difficult votes of my entire lifetime.
Yeah, it was easy. I just, I bitched about it as I did it, and rightfully so. As it turns out, I kind of thought we were going to lose.
Buddy, you were like the dark spirit over the election night party down at Hawks on 2016. Don't be talking trash. We got a big party down there on August 2nd.
Yeah, I might show up just to keep CJ away. Because, remember what Trump's college teacher said, that professor?
Remind us.
I think he called him the dumbest F that he's ever, had in class. I went to school with CJ. Now, I'm not saying he was that dumb, because we were friends, man, for a long time. But no, you can't. You saw when he came to the party and I talked to him about it, and he basically was hurt because of what he called personal attacks. And I explained to him that he never sticks to what the subject was that we're talking about, and that everything he says is a personal attack on a lot of people that I care about, and a lot of other people feel that way. And I thought, that might have sunk in, but no, he's still being with the dad on the 70s show. You're a dumbass, CJ. And, you know, I can't blame it on marijuana because he likes marijuana, or at least he did. You know, I know he likes booze too, but I smoke a lot of marijuana and I'm still okay, right?
Right, well, right.
Yeah, okay,
you're more than okay,
Michael.
Pizza box.
Define okay. Listen to him. His free thought rambling and no calls from CJ Saturdays, noon to 1 o'clock, right here on Devil Radio in the Shaw. 5:40 a.m., of course, the Beast of the East. Come back. We got one more segment of the Devil's Advocates. Perhaps your Friday grievance could be next. 844-967-2789. Light them up.
They did interfere in elections. It's really clear. There should be no doubt about that.
I don't believe in such talk as this.
Devil's Advocates.
Go!
So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. What a week it has been. Taking your calls, your grievances at 844-967-2789. Crude, you're going to have to hit the buttons because it's taking me a while here.
Okay, man. I'll hit her button for you. Greg from Madison, welcome.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. Quick question for you. What do you think would have happened if Nancy Pelosi was at the Capitol with Trump easement traitors bill case? What do you think would have happened?
Well, they'd have killed her. And they'd have killed Mike Pence as well. That would have been my prediction, Greg. I mean, Mike Pence was, what, within 40 feet of the insurrectionist in the building? I don't think they would have, you know, been they would have killed him. No other way to put it.
Yeah. And you know, for people like CJ not to see that, you know, it just boggles the mind. I just don't understand it.
It is concerning, Greg, because in some regard, it's like, you know, kind of the same attitude, the cavalier attitude that former President Donald Trump had about hanging Mike Pence. You know, maybe he deserves it. Yep. But, you know, you say something like that, and especially in a position of power. I mean, not just talking trash at a bar, man. You know, you're the president of the United States, and he just put out a tweet, you know, telling people that you know, Mike Pence let you down.
You didn't have the courage to do the right thing.
Right? That's that same kind of thing. And I don't know that, you know, someone given the opportunity, we saw them how they were fighting with the cops, right? I mean, but no one like pulled out their rifles, and there were lots of rifles and guns and all sorts. They didn't like shoot. So it didn't escalate to that degree. And maybe it wouldn't, maybe it's been a little smack, but I don't know, when you hang a gallows, dude, and you're attacking police officers with spears and all that, you have to assume it's going to go bad.
Any other thoughts, Greg?
Well, what do you think Trump meant when he said stand back and stand by? What do you
think he meant? I think he meant what he said, Greg. That's what I think. Thanks.
Get ready for what's coming next is what he meant. What comes next is your phone call at 844-967-2789. I believe Wisco Paul waiting the longest in the wings. Wisco, welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, happy Friday to you too.
We made it.
To Andy's point, my grievance would be people that don't believe in climate change. I don't think Andy's one of them. What I want to say about the J6 committee last night, the congresswoman from Virginia, can't think of her name, Navy veteran, she was totally awesome. And she should have been running it the whole time, of course, along with Liz Cheney. But to your last caller's point, more than Nancy Pelosi would have been killed, then maybe, and Pence, they would have killed, I don't know, I think they were to the point there from what I watched last night, they'd have killed anybody, even Republicans.
Right, yeah. I think you have a great point. When you get a crowd riled up like that, Paul, you know, that's the thing about that mob mentality, quote-unquote.
That Josh Hawley didn't stick around to find out if they knew him.
Hawley, you know, was hauling ass, Paulie.
Oh, Hawley's a coward. Jesus criminy. But it would have been, when you watch that, I don't know how you can't believe it. It was on tape. And these people, in fact, they showed a part where when Trump told them to back off, they said, our leader told us to back off. And it sounded like they were disappointed in the whole thing. But
well, they were certainly inspired by the earlier tweet directed at Mike Pence. And when Trump called off the mob left. But Trump waited until after the building was already being secured, Paul. 844-967-2789.
We have some sound here, Evan. We still have Evan with us. Let's do cut number 26. The militia radio chatter that was presented last night at the J6 committee. Now these are the hardcore Trumpers. These are the ones that want to, you know, are following Trump's rules. They are the foot soldiers in Trump's civil war, Trump's coup against this country. And so the J6 committee released some of that sound, and one of them is particular disgraceful. But let's hear a little bit here, if you would, please. Cut number 26, please, Evan.
CNN just said that they evacuated all members of Congress into a safety room.
There's no safe place in the United States for any of these motherfuckers.
Again, these are the militia guys. So, you know, the deplorables, let's say. You know, the ones that engage in a coup against this country. If you want to throw out my vote, I think that's pretty deplorable. Let's play number 27, please.
This is what we lived up for. Everything we trained for.
Oh, you're training for it. Excellent. And this one, I think, goes to the core of really what the issues are. Cut number 28.
Trump just tweeted, please support our Capitol Police. They are on our side. Do not harm them.
That's saying a lot by what he didn't say. He didn't say not to do anything to the congressman.
Right.
Yeah.
The reading between the lines thing. Right. What you say and what you didn't say. And we know it. They knew it. Everybody knew it. And the militia and Trump's coup conspirators, they understood exactly. Every time Trump tweeted something, said something, they knew what he meant.
844-967-2789. Dana from La Crosse, our buddy. How you doing, Dana?
Hey, Dana.
Happy Friday, Devils.
Yeah, you too, man.
Old Josh Hawley, he might not have been recognized. You know, he does kind of look like a Ivy League liberal elite, you know, kind of runs like one, too.
a little light in the loafers that day.
he could have found himself hogtied along with a bunch of them. Hey, I got to tell you, I got no real grievance today. Just a bunch of optimism. I'm still really excited about you guys coming here to the west side of the state. I took a drive by Grudy, and yeah, that's a great location. You'll have a great view of 3rd Street there, out them windows. It was.
I can't talk about Fight Club, Dana. I can't talk about Fight Club right now.
Well, one thing I'm really looking forward to is you making Mike Hayes your Dan O'Donnell of the west side of the state.
I don't know what that means. I've never had to, you know, beat Dan O'Donnell or anything of the sort, but I've considered it. 844. I did offer to box him for charity one time. He didn't take me up. You know, I think he's afraid of me. 844-967-2789. CJ from Beaver Dam, the other CJ, the better CJ. Welcome, CJ. What do you got for us?
Hey, fellas. Happy Friday. I just want to know, when did Pizza Box get his PhD in psychology and stand there in front of a mirror saying, do I sound all right?
Oh, I think that's a mistaken identity, CJ. You're the good CJ. You're not the bad CJ.
Psychological issue in front of a mirror. But my other grievance is, Andy from Beaver Dam, Mark Bourne has not been on my ballot. I've already voted because I'm one of them bastards that votes early. And I put Andy from Beaver Dam as a write-in for the 39th District of Dodge County.
He's in it to win it now.
I should say.
CJ,
we got to get Mark Bourne out of there because I don't. I'd rather pay Andy from Beaver Dam $40 an hour to go sit on his duff than Mark Bourne get any more lobster and steaks shoved down his gullet.
Well, Mark Bourne is the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, which is way too much responsibility for a hack Republican, you know, from Dodge County. No offense to Dodge County, that ain't the problem. Stick around, Native Roots Radio and Friday Night Live in the Shaw.